Welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show. I'm David Gardner, broadcasting from Fool Global Headquarters here in Alexandria, Virginia, here each week to talk about the motley world of money and investing. And on today's show, we'll talk to a fund manager who's beaten 99% of all managed mutual funds over the last 20 years. We'll also introduce some tips on getting organized, play our game, which is smaller. But we begin this week's show by talking toys. Mattel and Hasbro just released earnings. The toy industry is gearing up for the holidays, so we wanted to once again check in with Chris Byrne, the editor of The Toy Report. He's perhaps better known as the Toy Guy. He joins us from his office in New York City. Chris Byrne, welcome back to the Motley Fool Radio Show.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
Chris, let's start by talking about Mattel. The world's largest toy maker just announced that its quarterly profits fell because of slumping Barbie sales. What's the story with Mattel and Barbie?
Well, I think, you know, Barbie, when you look at Barbie, she's down 18% in the third quarter over the year before, and we sort of all knew that was coming. It's Barbie is really in where she is cyclically. She is needing to be reinvented, and they've had a big management shakeup at Mattel in recent weeks, and I think they've brought in some people who are really product-driven. But really, the need for Barbie to redefine herself as completely relevant to today's girls is a challenge that she's faced and met again and again in the early 70s, in the late 80s, in the mid-90s, and, you know, it's about time for them to redefine the brand for today's girls.
Mm. Do you have confidence that they will? Hasbro seems to have done pretty well with a lot of its long-term properties. How many different versions of Monopoly can I possibly see on the store shelves? Does Barbie still have that potential?
Barbie does have that potential, and if you look at the way they've segmented the brand in the last 2 years, they've done this thing that they called Worlds of Barbie, and where there's a lot of strength is in the younger arena, where the 4 to 6 year olds, where Barbie is still a magical princess. This year she's in her fifth full-length feature movie, Barbie and the Magic of Pegasus, it's called. And those do really well because at that age, girls are still very much into dolls and princess play. Where they get a little bit more, have a little more trouble is when they get into that competing with Bratz arena, that whole fashion area. They haven't done quite as well in recent seasons.
Mm. From Mattel, we go to Hasbro. Let's talk about the big toy maker. Hasbro said earnings grew 4% thanks in part to its games business and its Star Wars toys, maybe Star Wars Monopoly part of that. What is your take on Hasbro?
Well, I think they've done a great job recently with their reinvention of themselves. If you look at where their strength is, yes, they've got good performance in their core brands, Play-Doh, Lite-Brite, Easy Bake Oven, things like that. But where they really define themselves is on the leading edge of these new technology toys and the synthesis between what is a plaything and what is a technology item. They've got things like a video camera for $79, a handheld entertainment device, projectors, all kinds of stuff that really is, when it's really on the cutting edge, it does very, very well. Plus, they've got, you know, just real strength in things like their For Real Friends line, something called iDog, which is a accessory that works with your iPod. Hmm. So they're really trying to look at where are kids spending their leisure time and direct product against it.
It's fascinating. It seems like a lot of today's toys are increasingly of the high-tech variety and almost seem like adult toys in a way, Chris. I mean, it seems like if there's now the iPod for kids, I don't know, cell phones for kids. What is the definition of a toy anymore?
Well, it's a great question. It really is changing. It used to be very clear. Toys have always reflected the adult world. So they've always been kid versions of what adults have. And, for example, you don't give an 8-year-old a steam shovel, a real steam shovel, so there's a reason for Tonka trucks to exist. But with technology, we've seen the disappearance of the division between an adult product and a child product. A child probably has more facility with an iPod than the adult does. So there's no need for a toy iPod. The child can work the real thing, and that's what technology has done. It's leveled the playing field between adults and children, between the genders. It's really transforming the toy industry overall.
On the low-tech front, we know there are still some classic toys that do well. We talked about Barbie already. What are some other classic toys that are doing well in this high-tech world?
Well, a company called PlayAlong, which is now part of Jack's Pacific, a publicly traded company, has been doing great numbers with things like Care Bears. I believe they first introduced in 1983. They brought them back a couple of years ago. They did about $400 million in Care Bears last year. Sky Dancers, Doodle Bear, all of these very, very strong playthings that have a lot of appeal to preschoolers, generating piles of cash and sort of under the radar.
What about My Little Pony?
My Little Pony's still around and still doing well. Nothing like ponies that can sleep in, you know, human beds. I mean, to a child's mind, that makes perfect sense.
Toy Wishes magazine just released a list of 12 hot toys for the holidays. I want to spot you up in closing with a couple of these. Get your thoughts, Chris.
Okay.
Let's kick it off with Dora's Talking Kitchen.
This is great. This is from Fisher-Price. It'll probably... Now, this is one that's going to be sold out pretty soon. Last year, the dollhouse was sold out by mid-November. This one looks like it's tracking along that way. Dora the Explorer is probably the hottest preschool property out there right now. It's a kitchen set that allows kids to go on adventures with Dora. It's a stand-up kitchen, you know, the type that the kids actually play at. It's got a big cutout Dora right next to it and, you know, uses Map and all of the different characters from the show.
I can't believe it's back. Also on the list, the Furby.
Furby is back, and Hasbro has he looks similar to the original one. You have to look at the two together to see the differences, but they've re-engineered him from the ground up. It's a better toy than it was last time. Last time it was a fad, but it was very frustrating for kids to play with. This time it's a real toy. It's got real voice recognition. It's got real responses. It's also at a real deal at Walmart right now. It's about $10 below the suggested retail price, about $29.88 there.
Mm. You mentioned it earlier, the iDog.
Yeah. This is one that is a... If imagine the white and silver iPod, and if you could, you know, mold that into something that looked like a dog and had lights. It's a speaker. Kids can play music through it. It responds to the music. It's very cute. It's an accessory, and it's, you know... When people are spending $300 for an iPod, $30 is almost an impulse sale and an accessory.
Hmm. Finally, IZ.
Is, they call it. This is from a company, Roger Schiffman, who was actually the genius behind the original Furby. He looks kind of like a little space creature from the Sputnik era. He's blue, red, or green. He plays different music. Kids actually play with him to create sounds. You can also play music through him. Just very, very unusual, kind of a breakthrough. Not sophisticated technologically, but a lot of depth for the play. So kids really, when we've played with them, get really engaged in making the different sounds, and they love the character.
Mm. And how about one toy company to keep an eye on?
Jack's Pacific. You know, they continue to grow. They had grown through acquisition for a long time. They've done a lot in terms of product. These are guys that really understand the products and the individual product nature of this business. They're not always innovating, but they're always delivering good play value, and I think that's a consistent that kids look for year after year.
Mm. Chris Byrne is better known as The Toy Guy. You can read Chris Byrne's musings at thetoyguy.com. Chris, thanks for joining us on the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Thanks again.
She's a big bad Barbie doll.
Big bad Barbie doll.
You.
Big bad Barbie doll. Big bad Barbie doll.
Big
bad Barbie doll.
She'll lift you up just watch you fall. Look out. She's a big bad Barbie doll.